Although this podcast is based on actual events in the Bible, for dramatization purposes, the author uses internal monologue as a tool to invite listeners into the mind of the characters to hear some of their most intimate, unspoken thoughts. Personas of Faith will offer multiple perspectives that give listeners more insight about the characters' feelings, thoughts, and motivations. This podcast is intended for mature audiences.
So in the last episode, we had a chance to hear from Isaac, the son of promise. When he and Rebecca married, Isaac was 40 years old and was 60 years old when Rebecca gave birth. She was unable to conceive, just like her mother-in-law, Sarah. Now, if you tuned in to season one, we know what Sarah and Abraham experienced during their faith journey and their desire to conceive. But Isaac was a man of faith, just like his dad. He prayed and he trusted that God would eventually answer his prayers as well. And he was right. The Lord did answer his prayers, and Rebecca became pregnant with twins. Let's hear about her faith journey. Thanks for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 15, Two Nations. Being married to Isaac? Well, you know what they say. A family that prays together is a family that stays together. Isaac is such a devoted husband. And from the very beginning, I admired his heart for God and how disciplined he was in his prayer life. This man, look, he prayed about everything. Everything. The servants are sick, he's praying over the servants. The camels are sick, he's praying over the camels. And we had everything. But there was a desire of our hearts that we yearned for. We wanted so bad to start a family. Years went by, and more years. And I had heard about everything his mom, Sarah, went through when she was unable to conceive. But we hung in there. Isaac's faith only strengthened mine more. Deep down on the inside, I knew one day I would be pregnant. I just didn't know when. God, there were so many nights that I cried out to God, just praying and asking him to help us conceive. And there were plenty of nights that I could hear Isaac praying too. I always knew God had a plan, even before I decided to come here with Eleazar. Well, and every time we made love, I wonder if it were my time, if it was our time. I remember one night, Isaac and I was crying out in prayer. Please, Father, we are confidently and patiently waiting on you. I mean, we waited year after year, and we just kept trusting until it finally happened. I went through it during this pregnancy. It wasn't easy. I mean, if there was any way to describe what I felt, I would say there was like, not one, but two babies just tossing and turning. And I mean, this was beyond baby kicks. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be easy, so I just cried out one night. I cried out, like, God, my Lord, why? Lord, if this is your will, why? Why must I go through so much pain? Please help me understand. Please, God, please help me understand. Why does it hurt so bad?
The founders of two nations are in your womb, and the separation of two nations has begun in your body. The one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.
I'm here. You got this, babe. You can do this.
Don't forget to follow me on Spotify. We're also now on Amazon Music. Thanks for listening.